This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We turned back the clock this weekend. Hope you enjoyed that extra hour of sleep. I sure did. I get up real early in the morning and have enjoyed the starry skies for the past month. I also enjoy the crisp fall air and the smells of fall, especially bonfires. But we're also moving more indoors, and as we clean for the holidays, perhaps you want to bring in some fragrance. Likely not smoke from wood fires, but how about lavender? My suggestion is to choose French lavender. Among the different varieties, it's the most tolerant of indoor conditions in winter. If you buy it already potted, be sure the pot drains well. Place it in a sunny window. Let the plant dry out between waterings and give it plenty of air circulation. I'll have a link from my website, gardenbite.com, to a great site with information on drying lavender, making lavender oils, soaps, teas, and a lot more. My sister's allergic to many perfumes and can't hardly stand the smell of some of our more overpowering fragrant plants, such as hyacinth, another popular indoor plant. So if you have someone in your family that has a lower tolerance of pungent perfume, lavender is a pretty safe choice. Another pretty safe choice is rosemary, although it's a bit more particular. Rosemary needs sunlight. Fluorescent light is a good supplement. Rosemary does not want to dry out before watering. Instead, let the topsoil dry out to your first knuckle, then water till it drains out the bottom. Another problem with rosemary is powdery mildew. Air circulation is essential. Set a small fan to blow a light breeze by your plant. Pests usually only invade an already weakened plant, so if you take care of your rosemary, you shouldn't have pests. Rosemary has numerous health benefits. I'll link you to a site for all that information, plus rosemary tastes wonderful. Check out my website and find Garden Bite on Facebook. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.